Hello all sentient beings and welcome to the Transmissions Podcast, where we talk all Hasbro, Takara, and third party Transformers! On this episode of Transmissions, we go over all the news out of China regarding SGC 2019. So brace yourselves, there's a lot of it. Today is Wednesday, December 18th, 2019, and this is episode 360 of Transmissions.
Welcome to Transmissions, the podcast that finally knows what happens when baby turtles are exposed to the Matrix instead of the ooze. I'm your host, Jeremy, a.k.a. Yakko, and I'm joined by the excellent Transmission team, Daryl, the Cybertronian Beast.
Hello. I am a team of one.
Yes, we are your dynamic duo tonight.
Let's talk Transformers.
Well, before we get into talking Transformers, let's talk a donations. We like to thank everyone that supports our show via Patreon or PayPal. If you would like to support our show, you can go to transmissionspodcast.com/support, and that will have all the links for you, and you know, we greatly appreciate it. If you'd like to support us without a regular recurring donation, you can buy some swag from our TeePublic merch store. Go to transmissionspodcast.com/shop, and you can get some great stuff there. Right now, they're having a sale through December 18th, so I believe this is the last day of the sale, and this is the last sale of the year. Everything is 30% off, which means T-shirts are $14, and they didn't break it down any other prices for us, but 30% off the entire store. And you can also support K-Girl, who has done a lot of artwork for us, and she has a TeePublic store at teepublic.com/user/superstarK. We'd also like to remind you that our Best of 2019 survey is live until Wednesday, January 1st. We have gotten around 107 entries so far, so that's really awesome. Lots of good comments at the end and feedback, but we want to know what you thought the best toys and comics of 2019 were. This will be our, you know, what we use to determine our prestigious best of awards that we give out every year. Mm-hmm. So we will announce what won every category early January. Lots of good selection. I was really surprised at like, you know, some of the, like how that some of the things are going. So
who's going to get the PDF that we make at the end of the year to send out?
What PDF?
The little certificate for winning.
No, the PDF is just for the TFCon thing we did.
No, it's the, we give a little certificate, don't we? Like with little congratulations, no, you won best of blah, blah, blah.
We're going to do images on Twitter.
Oh, that's what we usually okay. Do. It's not a PDF. All right.
Yeah. We're not that fancy. To get to the survey, you can go to transmissionspodcast.com/best of 2019, and that will redirect you to the Google form. And like I said, it's live until January 1st, and we appreciate all the help. So with all the business taken care of, Daryl, I think we got a lot of toys news. Let's get into it.
This past weekend, there was a convention, I guess, toy show. I don't really know if it's qualifies as a convention, but it's the SGC 2019 show in Shanghai. And essentially, this is where all the third-party companies go to show off their stuff for the year and a lot of upcoming stuff. And man, did they bring it this year. You know, in past years, we've seen a lot of stuff, but it's 2019 has been, there's an awful lot of stuff there this year.
Yeah. I mean, usually we see a lot of stuff that we've seen at TFCon and right. Other conventions. Yeah.
A lot of repeats. So I'm not going to go over everything, but I'm definitely going to go over a lot of the new stuff that we've never seen before. And a lot of stuff that we may have talked about before, but we've never actually seen pictures of. So a lot of really cool, interesting stuff here. So let's just dive right in with one of the more interesting figures that I've found this year, and that's Toy World's Shatter. Now, this is Shatter from the Bumblebee movie, and that's the triple-changing car robot car to jet to robot. And this was the one that we've kind of given a lot of grief to because Hasbro hasn't been able to pull off the triple changer. But Toy World did. And we've got pictures here and that'll be in the show notes. And you'll be able to see how they were able to pull off both the car and the jet and the robot in the same figure. And the only thing that is gaining any criticism at all online is that the wheels on the car are a little small. And I will give it to them. Yeah, they're a little small. But I'm willing to give this to them because this is pulling off a triple-changing movie-verse figure, which is just insane. You take a look at this thing in robot mode, and it looks phenomenal. And, you know, movie-verse figures tend to be fairly complex. So, you know, you got to give them a little bit of leeway. But this Toy World figure has just – it's got it. It's got it all. And the jet mode, it's all there. Jeremy, you know, we do give the movie-verse a lot of grief on this show, but I've got to say, this is really interesting.
It is. This is the amount of engineering that goes into this is just amazing. You like a lot of times we give a lot of figures grief for like the plane mode where you can basically see the robot on the bottom or something. This looks like it's not compromising a lot in the vehicle modes. Like the jet looks like the jet, the car looks like the car, and the robot looks like the combination of both.
Mm-hmm.
And it looks amazing. I'm not sure exactly how they're hiding all the bits in the different modes. I mean, I'm guessing like the wings are probably the sides of the car. But there's a lot of stuff here that is just like, how are they hiding it?
Mm-hmm. I'm interested in this just on the engineering side. I mean, I just want to know how they did it. And yeah, it looks really cool. So, Toy World, well done. And yeah, so I'm going to stick with Toy World for our next topic. They did have a pretty decent selection of stuff at their show here, but a lot of it was a lot of repeats and a lot of it we'd never really seen before. They got a lot of, you know, maybe a remold of something they've done before. There was a World War II Hot Rod, which was a remold of their World War II Bumblebee, which is essentially the same vehicle. But the one thing here that I want to point out is this thing ended up looking like a backdrop to their entire display. And this is their Toy World. I don't know whether we got an actual name for the thing, but essentially it's a giant railgun. And this is their Megatron figure. So it's a World War II railgun. And this is a real thing. This is something that I remember reading about when I was younger because it was the world's biggest cannon ever constructed by the Nazis in World War II. I'm going to butcher the name here, but they called it the Schwerger Gustav railgun. And it was massive, absolutely massive. And obviously it was destroyed, but it existed. It was real. And Toy World has gone and turned this thing into a Megatron figure. I cannot imagine how big this thing is going to be, but it looks amazing. And yeah, this thing is crazy. It's crazy huge. So yeah, I'm really interested to see where this goes. We have no real information on this. They kind of just dropped it in the background here and just kind of let people kind of sit on it and kind of speculate as to what it was. The only thing we have going right now is that it's a Megatron. And it's a movie-verse Megatron too, right? So it's a World War II movie-verse Megatron. Crazy. Up next, we have another movie-verse figure. This is from Cyber Factory. I believe it's their first figure. I mean, there's a lot of companies in this list that they're going to sound new, but they may be renamed of another factor or another company. So Cyberverse might be something else. It might be brand new. There's really no information on that. But this is their Blitzwing figure. And obviously this is from Bumblebee Movie as well. So, I mean, you can get this. You can call it Starscream if you want. But this is just awesome. The size class is no confirmation. It looks to be movie or masterpiece scaled, but it's big. and it's just, it's awesome. So, yeah, I the amount of detail that they're putting in this thing makes me think that they've got some experience with making figures. So they might be a company that we've heard of before under another name, but just amazing. Jeremy, what do you think here?
I mean, again, just like the first one, this looks really detailed. We have yet to see like the transformation and stuff, but I could see this, you know, being a very, very good figure. I'm not sure if it, like Blitzwing, did he triple change?
No, that's really good because he was supposed to, but obviously never did in the movie. And I don't think a lot of the toys that are being made for him are taking that in. There was a Cyberverse, or what was it? It was just a, not a really Cyberverse, but it was some kind of, you know, one step changer or two step changer thing that was actually the Blitzwing in tank mode, and that's the only kind of evidence we had that it was a triple changer.
Okay, yeah, well, we don't really see many tank bits on here, so it's probably going to just be a jet, and I think it's going to look really good.
Mm-hmm. All right, so we're going from move on from Cyber Factory, and we're going to go to Fans Hobby. This is a company we've definitely heard of before, and we're going to look at a couple figures what we've seen before, but you know, wanted to see a little bit better pictures of. This is their Thunderclash and Minerva. This is, I guess, their the Thunderclash is really close to being production right now. It's almost ready to go. But their Minerva, or Athena, they're calling it. This is one of the color prototypes that we really haven't seen before. And yeah, it's getting really close to being done as well. So another picture there. And you can find a lot of these pictures online right now if you're searching. I just linked one picture per topic here or figure.
So is Thunderclash...
go ahead.
Or is Thunderclash a remold of a Power Master Prime?
Yes, he is. Yeah.
Okay. It looks very much like that.
Yeah. Moving on from that, we're going to stick with Fans. We're going to stick with Fans Hobby though, and we're going to go to their Armada Optimus Prime. And this is something we did see some evidence of before, and we've seen a lot of drawings of it. But this is big, and we do know from previous stories that we've talked about that we do know the. This Armada Prime is going to have other bits attaching to it as well. So I think there's a Jetfire in the works as well. So keep your eyes open for that. But this is definitely just prototype. And Jeremy, I know you're a big Armada Prime fan. Not necessarily
big...
this one, but not. Yeah. But he's in there somewhere.
This is the one that has the little one that goes in the big one.
Yes, so
kind of like an Armada Power Master.
Exactly. So he's standing on his trailer. His legs become his trailer,
right?
And the cab is the torso. So
I'm cautiously optimistic.
All right. Moving on from that, we got Banana Force, and Banana Force was there showing off their RID Prime, which is pretty much ready to go. But they also have that RID Ultra Magnus that we've been hearing about. And they were showing off some pictures of them combined. The picture I did link does have a bit of a far away picture, but you do get to see it a little bit there. So you can kind of zoom in a little, but he's combined there. And you do get to see everything all strapped onto the RID Optimus there. Again, this is still not transforming. Yeah, it's a non-transforming figure, but it's fully articulated, and it's got that crazy huge sword. Up next, we've got Zeta Toys and their Bumblebee from the Bumblebee movie. Now, we did talk about this at one point, but this thing is pretty much ready to go, and it's fully transformable, fully articulated, and looks really awesome. So. There wasn't a big Zeta Toys presence at this show. On to the next topic, and we've got a lot of Legends class stuff. There was a ton of Legends class stuff at this show. And the first up is a gaggle of pictures from Iron Factory. And I'm going to concentrate on the items that were new. So in the first section, we've got Iron Factory Scrounge. or I guess it's not scrounge. It should be scourge.
Scourge.
I spelled it wrong. Scourge.
Scrounge is a completely different character.
Scourge. Let me spell that right. There we go. Iron Factory Scourge. And he's can be a popular character. Also, he can be a army builder if you wanted to. So that's another seeker type character out there that could be army built. And next we have a Galvatron, and I was looking intently at this one. This is very much an IDW styled Galvatron, like that gladiator style. Spikes on the shoulders and the beefy puffed out chest, and the horns on the helmet are a little bit longer than normal. The very large chunky legs. It's an IDW.
Spikes on his shoes.
Yep. It's an IDW styled Galvatron. Very, very mean looking. And I like the idea of this one a lot. And lastly, in this first set, we have Soundwave with Rumble and Frenzy. So the two tape boys sitting there with Daddy-O, and it looks like you can put the ground pounders on the cassette bots, so that's cool. So this is Soundwave, the first Soundwave Iron Factory's done. There's been a Soundwave from one of the other Legends class companies before, but I think this is Iron Factory's first Soundwave.
Do you think the cassettes will go in his chest?
I hope so. I mean, there's almost no point in doing them unless they do go in. But yeah, obviously the ground pounders are their add-ons, or they're kind of parts formery. But yeah, as long as the actual tape goes into the chest, then that's essential. The second set of Iron Factory pictures, we've got a clear Mirage. And I mean, there's not a whole lot to say about this. It's a Mirage that's blue. But it's translucent, so he's the invisible Mirage. And we've got next a couple more Seekers. These ones here, I guess we're supposed to be looking at what do they call them? I'm just trying to find it here. Something about one's Ion Storm, and the other one is supposed to be somebody.
It's the light blue one and the golden black one.
Yeah, whoever the golden black one is. It's a Seeker. It's their Seeker. They just keep repainting their Seekers, right? So that's who they are. It's the same Seeker mold, though. And then the last one on this list is the Fallen. And the Fallen is actually a heavy remold of their Megatron mold. So if you are into the Fallen and are into that Megatron mold, you might consider rebuying it or buying it again. It's a cool figure. That's definitely really neat. Some translucent orange on there to highlight some of the details on them. And the last little section of pictures, you can look at these big section of pics on our show notes, but the last section picture of Iron Factory pictures has a new one from them, and it's Power Glide. And that's going to be kind of interesting to have. You're going to have Power Glide in from Iron Factory, and his jet mode is a lot more like sleek than I can remember it being. So I think they're just using I kind of thought it was a wind blade before, so they may have been remolding a wind blade into Power Glide. So yeah, but take a look at that if you're interested. We're going to duck away from Legends Class for a second to visit Fans Toys. And we're going to look at some completed models of their Astro Train, Drag Strip, Wild Rider, and Air Raid. So Fans Toys is kind of digging into the combiner market right now, and we're looking at some really good-looking versions of their combiner limbs. But don't forget about Thomas, their Astro Train.
I love how they have them posed with, like, they're smoky, I guess. Is that drag strip?
Yeah.
Throw in the devil horns.
Oh, yeah.
Like, they look like they're ready to party.
Well, the Stunicons are always ready to party.
Yeah.
The next image from Fans Toys that we have is their Mirage. And we obviously, it's still in prototype. We saw it a few weeks ago. And it's not really changed all that much. It's just posed a little differently. So not a lot there to go on, but yeah, Vansoy's Mirage, it's still coming. Next up, we have DX9 Menasor. And this thing is basically fully assembled now. It's got a couple components that are still prototype, but it's all there. So if you wanted to know what it's going to look like fully assembled, take a look at the picture. So, and it's
this looks very generic. It's very plain looking.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
I'm sure they're going to add decals and paint and stuff, but even still the molding, there's not that much to it, it looks like.
Yeah. Well, they're definitely going for the animation accuracy on this thing. And mm-hmm. the animation accuracy means it's going to be really plain. So that's unfortunate. But if you really like that, plus, I mean, obviously this is still prototype. So there's still going to be a lot of highlights, paint accents to be added. Obviously drag strip still needs to be painted. Dead end still needs to be painted. So there's some color to be added still for sure. And that'll obviously help it a lot. To Unique Toys now, and Unique Toys has not done a lot in the last little while, but they are jumping back into the market with another Movieverse figure. And this is their Galvatron, and this is their Galvatron from Age of Extinction. And this is a figure I honestly didn't think we'd see ever, but here it is. And yeah, it's fully transformable, turns into that truck, and by completely dematerializing and rematerializing as a truck. It's the first figure that does that. It's made of Transformium, and yeah, it's also has a some kind of nightmarish demon inside of its consciousness. So yeah, it's a really good buy for for $14.99.
Looks like it comes with a little person, so you can kind of get a sense of scale.
Oh yes, yes, that is what's his name, the actor who was in charge of the company. Shoot, what's his name?
Fraser?
Crap, I can't remember his name.
Who knows? Surprised there's so many movie figures, though.
Yeah, he was in Last Night, too, but he was playing Merlin or whatever. Anyway, that was, so it comes with that. It comes with a couple accessories. So, yeah, it's those, you see them on the ground there, though, the missile pods that kind of pop out from his sides. So it's a movie figure. It seems like there's a running theme here for this show, and it seems like movie figures are definitely a big key. And continue.
I'll believe that only if there's one more.
Okay. All right. Whoa! Look at this. Unique Toys again, continuing on with their Decepticon leaders from the movies. It has the Last Knight Megatron. And it looks pretty badass as well. This was a cool looking bat figure, like just the stance that it is, the profile, the kind of it looks cool. And
he's got the fusion cannon.
Yeah, and I mean it looks pretty badass. It looks cool. It looks like a neat warrior.
I love that they have that red war paint on his face.
Yes. Well, yeah, but it still looks kind of cool. All right, we're going to hop back over to Legends class lane right now, and we're going to talk about Magic Square. And Magic Square is definitely making a name for themselves. They have hopped into the market really, really well with a large selection of stuff. And we're going to show you their Stunticons and their Menasor. So they're coming to market with an entire team of Stunticons. And obviously, if you've been looking at pre-orders and keeping up with the companies, and sites that do that, they are already up for pre-order. But here you can see what their Menasors are actually going to look like. So apparently you can get three different looks with their Stunticons using the parts that are provided, like the add-on bits and the obviously the different component Stunticons. So yeah, they also have their Optimus Prime head to head with their Motor Master, and they are perfectly scaled with one another, so that's always kind of fun to recreate that. So that's interesting that you can make three different looks for your Menasor with one set of figures. Continuing on with Magic Square, they are doing Reflector. So this thing looks like it's ready to go. Like it's almost like it's, you could buy it right now. It's that, that good. So three guys look the same, make a camera. It's, you know, it's kind of popular right now.
Next, just from looking at the way it is in camera mode, it looks like it transforms kind of similar to the Siege one.
Yeah, I wouldn't doubt it. Yeah. I mean, if you've got something that works, why change it, right?
Right.
Sticking also with, again, with Magic Square, we've got another Starscream. This one, though, it has a cloth cape. So if you don't want to deal with plastic capes that, you know, don't flow in the wind, you can deal with a cloth cape here. And it does appear to have interchangeable hands, because the hand that's on this Starscream has splayed out fingers that obviously will not be conducive to transformation. So they've changed those out. I have to say, if I'm looking at these comparatively, the one that we've talked about recently with from New Age, I think the New Age one is better. But this one has a cloth cape. So, another one from Magic Square. We got a Megatron. They're doing another Megatron. So everyone's got a Megatron right now. This one is really early prototype. You can tell that it's been 3D printed. You can even see the striations on the outside of the plastic still. But it looks like Megatron, G1 Megatron. And there's a lot of that going around too. But it looks good. He's got a nice smile on his face. He's very happy to be Megatron.
They have nailed the animation Megatron face.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah. And lastly, from Magic Square, we have a super deformed RC. This one is, they have two versions of it, one transformed and one in robot mode, on either side of the Megatron. And you can tell that it's RC just because of the Princess Leia head that she's got going on. And then you kind of see the carve mode on the other side, and you're like, wait a minute, that's the Princess Leia head, but then there's a car in front of it. And like, holy shit, did they transform that thing? Okay, they did. And that looks cool. So, yeah. So looks like Magic Square is going to jump into the super deformed market, and they're going to start with an RC, perhaps. Anyway, they may have just made this for fun. Who knows?
It looks really neat, though.
It does, yeah. All right, we're going to continue on with Civil Warrior. It's Jeremy's favorite company, and it's their Optimus, who I believe they're calling Grant?
General Grant.
Yeah. And we just have a picture of this guy. He's ready to go, like he's done. But they've got him with his Jetwing add-on. So this is just a backpack that I believe is also a trailer that they can tow behind him. So they actually remolded this figure so that it would be so that the trailer would work better. But looking at him with the Jetwing add-on and the double rail guns, he looks really cool. This is if you haven't seen him before, General Grant or their Optimus is the War Within Optimus mold from the comics, and it's a really beefy mold. He looks tough.
Yeah, horrible name, but good looking figure.
Up next is X-Transbots and their Stunicons. Not much to say here. They're really just showing off the Stunicons. That's it. There's no combination of them into Menasor. We got a picture of them in robot mode, and we got a picture of them in their alt mode.
Is this Dragstrip dabbing?
Yes. Yes, he is.
What is it with the Stunicons?
They're goofballs. That's what they do. This next one I threw in here for Jeremy. This is a company called Titan Power, brand new. They're doing Voltron. There you go.
I approve. It looks good. Yeah, it looks great.
Since it's just us here, right? Nobody's.
It's G1 Voltron.
It is G1 Voltron. Yep, he's good to go. He looks good. I'd form the head.
It looks like they even have that kind of energy lance that he has in some of the episodes.
Next up is the bottom half of this display cabinet, and why I actually was looking at it was Tri-Ace Toys is their Optimus Prime. This is non-transforming. It's just a really super articulated action figure, and it's a G1 looking Optimus, and he looks pretty cool. He's very prototype material right now. But I mean, he's big. So all of his fingers, looks like all the joints are articulated. His chest opens up to reveal a matrix. yeah, super articulated, ready to be cuddly. He's very cuddly. We got Transform Elements next. This one here kind of was just kind of thrown in there, but I did kind of notice it because we had talked about Transform Elements and their Black Arachnia before, and this one was standing next to it, so I'm just assuming it's Transform Elements because it makes sense. But this is their Rat Trap, so we've got a Transform Element Rat Trap as well. That looks pretty good, and honestly, it looks a lot like the actual Beast Wars Rat Trap, the original, just, mm-hmm. you know, the basic Transformer that we would be able to buy. But yeah, he looks cool. He looks good. Now this one here, I know a lot of people were hoping to see one of these figures in eventually. This is a company called Tron Warrior, and I know they're new, but they're doing Transformers Prime figures, and they're starting off with a Ultra Magnus, which is, he's a big fella. He's mm-hmm. you know, I don't know what size, but I'm assuming this is all Masterpiece scale. So that, I mean, that's my default now, unless they look small. But so they look like they're Masterpiece scaled. So this is an Ultra Magnus, and we got a Knockout. And I know this is going to be a really popular figure if this thing actually ends up coming to market. So
Knockout is going to sell like crazy.
Like crazy. Yeah. So Knockout was like the fan favorite character from that show. Yeah. So yeah.
But
if you didn't watch that show and you have no idea what we're talking about, trust us. Knockout was a Knockout.
Yeah, but Magnus here looks really good, and he has a nice giant hammer.
Oh, he's got the hammer. That, yep.
I mean, I like how they're able to pose it with him just kind of having the hammer over his shoulder. Mm-hmm. That's very cool.
No, these are cool. And it was only a matter of time before somebody did Transformers Prime figures.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, it's been long enough. We need them.
Well, talking about been long enough, our next topic is Dildo Prime. I don't even know the real name of this thing. It's just Dildo Prime. But this was, it's from TFC Toys, and it's the remold of their their giant stupid thing.
The G.I. Joe
the
armor.
The G.I. Joe one. Yeah, thing. Yeah, yeah, that thing. Yeah. So I'm just looking it up right now so I can actually say the real name. It's their STC or ST Commander nuclear blast version. So this is their Dildo Prime, and it's fully colored now into camo. So yeah, and it's big. I mean, it's a big boy. But yeah, that's, I mean, yeah, it's a big penis.
Well, it looks a lot better in the camo than the uncolored version that was photoshopped with, like, pink colors. And
yeah, for sure. Next is Kang Toys and their Predacons. Now, these ones were originally confused for being, I think, Toy World or Zeta Toys or somebody. They were confused for being somebody else's for a long time. But these are the Predacons, and there are actually more pictures of these. I can't – I guess I missed – the full album here, but I can find it later. But yeah, so you actually do get pictures of all both of the Predacons that they've made, plus you can see it there in the middle of the picture is the two hands that are combined to be the little crab monster that they make. So really cool, and I look forward to seeing them, you know, come into production and what they look like fully produced. The last company we're going to talk about here is New Age, and New Age has just absolutely exploded in 2019. And I mean, if you've done our survey, then you can see from the amount of figures that are on for voting on the survey. But New Age showed off a figure that nobody kind of really expected them to show off at this show, and it's an MP scaled figure. It's an MP-scaled movie figure to boot. So this is movie verse Dark of the Moon Soundwave, Masterpiece scaled. It comes with Laserbeak and Ravage. And, I mean, it looks good. There is a picture of it in car mode as well. The Mercedes-Benz SLR or SL something. I can't remember the actual name. Super Mercedes and not having real names and just numbers. yeah, it looks really good. I mean, he looks pretty badass here. I can't tell whether he's just, if he's completed here or if he's just in like production plastic. He kind of just looks like production plastic, like prototype colors.
It's shiny.
Yeah, so. But he looks good. I mean, pretty badass. And I honestly, I like this Soundwave just because of the fact that he turned into a car. I'm more of a car guy than I am a, you know, a satellite guy.
And he comes with Laserbeak and Ravage.
Yeah, and the Laserbeak looks really cool too. And the Ravage is, I mean, it's a Dark of the Moon Ravage. He looks like shit anyway. But moving back into, you know, their wheelhouse, New Age's wheelhouse, is their Legend Scale stuff. New Age is actually going to do a reflector too. So we're going to have a battle of Legend Scale reflectors here. This is another group of three guys look the same, and they form a camera. So theirs does appear to have all the same kind of trinkets that that the other one does. But theirs is not near as done as the other company's is.
It isn't, but you can, it looks like they're doing a better job of making the camera look like a camera.
Mm-hmm. You can,
you're not,
yeah, you can't see any of the lines, like the body lines.
Yeah. You can't see like their legs and stuff, folded up. So that's cool.
Exactly.
No, like that the flash is a guy's weapon. That's really cool.
Yeah. All right. Next up for New Age, we've got Sunstorm. Not really much of a surprise here. They're doing Seekers. They're going to recolor them. They all do. I do like the touch that they put the flames on the end of the white intakes. So
yeah,
little nice little touch. Next, we've got New Age's Brawn and Outback. And these are fun little figures. If you're going to make one, you make both. They're the same. So Outback comes with his cannon that he has for some reason. It looks a lot like Megatron's fusion cannon, but he holds it on his roof for some reason.
Oh, it was from that one episode.
Yeah. And obviously Brawn for, you know, Brawn gets his drill in his front. So, you know, from the one episode, right. So that's how that works. But yeah, so, and obviously it looks like Brawn actually does have a weapon too. If you're looking at the transformed version. Yeah. So yeah, but, they're cool. But the next thing was kind of interesting. I saw this and I tweeted about it, and it was very interesting to see. New Age is taking the Brawn mold, which is just a Jeep, and a very 70s ugly-ass Jeep, and has decided, you know what, we're going to try and sell as many of these stupid ugly-ass Jeeps as we can by turning them into the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. So they've taken four of them. They've changed out the Brawn head for red, blue, purple, and orange masked turtle heads. They've painted some appropriate colors on the vehicle itself and decaled some pizza slices on the trunk, so it will identify which turtle it is. Each one of them are
and
going
the,
to
come. The lights on top of the car also.
That's right, yeah. So each one of them are going to come with their appropriate weapon. I don't know. I can't imagine these things are going to stow away in the vehicle. You're probably just going to sit somewhere while you mess around with these things in vehicle mode. They did also, you can see that they did change the front breastplate of the robot mode to be a underside of a turtle shell to make it look more like a turtle shell. And they did give them, you know, some colored knee pads for their legs. They put a lot more work into these than I actually considered they would. But yeah, this is how you sell a bunch of Brawn molds, man.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think of this, Jeremy?
I think these look really cool. It's really beneficial that Brawn's head is so wide.
Yes.
That it's very similar to the shape of the turtle heads. But they've done a lot of work here. It's just slight tweaks to the Brawn mold, and they look really cool. I mean, we've seen a bunch of other franchises combining with the Transformers, like the Star Wars and Ghostbusters recently. But I mean, I guess Ghostbusters wasn't really the characters from the show or from the movie, mm-hmm. but like Star Wars, those were by and large not very good. But I think these are much better and they're tiny, but they just, it works. I like it.
Yeah. So when I tweeted out this exact picture, I was just like, you know what? This is kind of funny. And I didn't really expect too much. I guess one of the people who follow me on Twitter is a Turtles fan, and it ended up getting passed around through the Turtles fandom, and it kind of got, you know, it kind of gained a lot of publicity over there because I guess the Turtle fandom has really been looking for something like this. You know, it's, you know, they've been, I can't remember. I mean, they have a new show right now, but they have, you know, the toys that go along with that, but they, I guess
you don't really see many third party.
Oh, I can't imagine they have any third party. Right. So yeah, they're kind of just seeing this and thinking, well, is this possible? I was getting a lot of questions like, can I buy these? Where would I buy these? Who made these? What is this? And I was like, yeah, they'll be out, you know, probably, you know, it's just, you know, just got to wait. It's just got announced. So I'm like, I know a lot of people rag on the third party and they really don't like it, but you take it for granted when you see stuff like this and the other companies or other fandoms do not have it, right?
Mm-hmm.
If there's a character that comes out in a show that might only be appears once and you really, really like that character and they only get made by a third party company, you get the chance to buy it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we got a lot of people who are huge fans of the DJD, and I've used this example before. If you were a big fan of them, and there was no third party, you'd have no way of buying anything from them. So, thanks to the third party, you can. So, yeah. I mean, yes, whether you want to or not, or whether you feel it's appropriate to or not, the option is still there.
But also, this is just so creative.
It is. Like,
who would have thought to like make the turtles out of a mold? I mean, like, I'm wondering like what the backstory is, how this idea came about.
It was probably
just one guy that was like one of their designers that was just like, you know, a Turtles fan and wanted to just see if it would work.
I bet you it had a lot to do with the head, because I think you're right. Yeah. The head is very similarly shaped.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank Bron for having that big man at arms head.
Yes, exactly. But yeah, I'm going to leave it there. You know,
we should definitely follow the progress on these.
Oh, yes. Yes, I will be too. I'm going to try and keep track and see what if any of them come up for pre-order and stuff like that. But yeah. But anybody out there listening, tell us what you thought of any of this stuff here. Were the turtles, you know, the new age turtle bronze, that were they what you were looking for? Was, you know, some of the movie stuff, like, I mean, if you're Eric Crownover, then this is the show that you want to be at.
Right.
If, you know, was the Toy World shattered? That shattered my expectations. Oh. Yeah. So, you know, what was it about this show that kind of, you know, impressed you? Or were you disappointed? Was there something you were missing? Was there something you expected to see here and didn't? You know? I know I really don't hold any expectations of the SGC show. So, you know, yeah. But personally, I'm going to keep track of the turtles because that's just a curiosity. But personally, I'm keeping track of that fucking railgun. I want to know what happens with that. That's insanity.
And those Prime figures look good.
Yes, that's true too. So. Yeah. Cool.
I mean, lots of really cool things. I mean, that Voltron, I'm interested in seeing that. I mean, so it seems like, I said this before we started recording, it seems like there hasn't been a lot of new stuff in TFCon this year, but this is just like a huge dump of things we haven't seen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And there's a lot of fun stuff too, right? There's a lot of cool, fun things. Right on. Well, that's the end of the SGC stuff. You got anything you want to talk about?
I think that is about it. I think we should just move on to trips to the store. And Trips to the Store is the segment where we show off all the awesome Transformers stuff we got this week. This is a video we do on YouTube, so we can actually show what we got. But we also put the audio right here in the podcast. So keep listening while we describe everything we got. And then head over to our YouTube channel so you can actually see it in beautiful high definition. So without further ado, Trips to the Store.
The Transmissions Podcast will return after these messages.
Daryl, what do you have this week?
I got one thing. I got this little guy. He's a G1 Power Master. He is Slapdash, and he's kind of fun. He's an F1 race car with, like, very little aerodynamics. His Power Master is called Lube. That's fun. Yeah, he's fun. You can always tell these late G1s because they look like they're like preschool toys with the big, huge, chunky wheels and the huge, big, chunky pieces of plastic. When Hasbro had no idea how to make Transformers,
all of the licensed toys had run out, and they had to do it themselves.
Yeah. Because I think I remember playing with this thing when I was a kid, only it didn't transform. It just had, like, big screws in it, and you used a big screwdriver to take the tires off and stuff. It was just a bigger version, but it was a preschool thing. So, yeah. Anyway, he's complete. He's got his, backpack of engine blocks and stuff. He's cool. G1 Lube and Slapdash.
I am also going to the vault this week. Didn't have anything new, so I cracked open a BotCon box set where this is actually the only figure I've taken out of the box set. Everything else still has the ties and stuff on it. Might be opening it up. I don't know. I'll have some toys coming up because I know I have some. But this is from the BotCon 2011 Stunticon Job box set. This is the name just...
Motormaster.
Motormaster, yes. This Motormaster. He doesn't combine. This is from Transformers Animated Optimus Prime. It's a remold. I really like what they did with the head there. It's the animated style, but you get the boxy head. I forgot when I was transforming this just how springy it is. If you, I don't know if you can tell with the wheels, there's a spring in there. There. You can see the spring. So it kind of like assists with the transformation. And I just, when you're not expecting it, you're like, whoa, what's moving? Why is it moving? My only big issue with this is the waist is very kind of swivelly and loose, but this is like the, I don't know how many times the mold had been reused, but they did the Toxitron, like a green, like Toxic Avenger type look to it. And then this one, you got the regular one. I think there might've been another color of the regular. So, but it's a fun toy. You know, animated toys are fun. He's got the nice big axe, and the gun is the hose from his fire truck mode.
Shoots real water.
I don't know if this particular one does.
No, put it in the sink and find out.
No, I mean, there's nothing to push. So I think the Optimus Prime does, but I don't think this remold does.
I still think you should put it in the sink.
No. But that is all I got this week. Like I said, I'm sure we're both going to have some Christmas stuff coming up. No.
Nobody knows how to buy presents for me.
Well, no, I know I have them because I bought them.
Oh, okay. Well done.
Presents from the kid, and I bought them. So that is all we got this week.
We now return to the Transmissions Podcast.
All right. We are back from the Trips to the Store, and that is it for the show. We have no feedback. No convention news this week. I think we covered all the convention news and the toy stuff. If you would like to leave feedback, we would love to hear what you thought about those toys we talked about. Go to transmissionspodcast.com/feedback, and you can leave us text feedback. We have a widget there where you can leave us voice feedback. We really want to hear about what you think about these toys. Which ones do you like? And yeah, just let us know. And that will do it for this episode of Transmissions. So thanks again for listening. Bye.
Later.
Hey everyone, thanks for listening to this episode of Transmissions. But just because this episode is over doesn't mean the Transformers fun has to stop. Join us and other Transformers fans on our Discord chat server by visiting transmissionspodcast.com/discord. If you would like to learn more about how you could support the Transmissions Podcast, just visit transmissionspodcast.com/support. Thank you all for listening, and we'll see you again next week.
Hello.
Hello, Canadians.
I'm outnumbered. Charles had a last-minute emergency, so it's just going to be me and the Canadians today.
It's a real menage a trois in here.